Hurricane Ian has made landfall in southwest Florida as one of the most powerful storms ever recorded in the U.S. It swamped city streets with water and smashed trees along the coast while moving at a crawl that threatened catastrophic flooding across a wide area. Barely an hour after the massive storm trudged ashore Wednesday, a coastal sheriff's office reported it was already getting a significant number of calls from people trapped in homes. The hurricane's center struck near a protected barrier island just west of heavily populated Fort Myers, Florida. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi on Wednesday said the death of a young woman in custody had saddened everyone in the Islamic Republic, but warned what he called chaos would not be accepted amid spreading violent protest over Mahsa Amini's death. Amini's death 2 weeks ago has sparked anti-government protests across Iran. Angry demonstrations have spread to over 80 cities nationwide since the September 13th death of 22-year-old Amini after she was arrested for what's been called unsuitable attire by the morality police who enforced the Islamic Republic's strict dress code. Raisi, who had ordered an investigation into her death, said, quote, forensics will present a report on her death in the coming days. The body of a missing famed U.S. extreme skier has been recovered in Nepal, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Hillary Nelson was skiing down from the summit of Mount Manaslu with her partner, Jim Morrison, when she fell off the mountain. Rescuers searching by helicopter located Nelson's body 2 days later. Bad weather and an avalanche hampered their search. Nelson was an extreme skier. She spoke to the AP in 2018 about skiing down the world's fourth highest mountain. Manaslu is the eighth highest mountain in the world. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey.